Jesus at home with his disciples. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today, the story of Jesus, Bible stories. What is it for the disciples to be at home with Jesus? We hear Bible stories all of our life, and sometimes they're fascinating and sometimes they're very, very interesting from the point of view that what are they all about? What are these Bible stories all about? Now, we think we know what they are, and do we really know what they are? Do we really care what they are? Do we really understand what they are? Well, sometimes we do and sometimes we don't, but whatever it is, it's something that we must think about very well and very kindly in our hearts. So think about it once. Think about what it is that you're listening to, what it is you're thinking about, what it is you're caring about in your life. When Jesus was with his disciples, they were in their home, you might say, wherever they lived. We don't have any story about where they lived and whose house they lived, but certainly for 3 years that he had his ministry, he traveled with his disciples and went from place to place. And they didn't need to have a house. They didn't need to have an apartment. They didn't need to have a room in a hotel. They didn't need to have all these things because wherever they were content. Now, little known about the life of Jesus is that as Jesus was with his disciples, they lived basically out of doors. They lived basically under the stars. They didn't need a tent to live in. They didn't need a house to live in. They didn't need any of these things as much as we like to think they did. Where did they live? As we said, they lived under the stars. Now, as Jesus was with his disciples living under the stars, he taught them thoughts or things, and he taught them how to use their mind to be masters of all in their life and all in their world. And as he taught them to be masters in all their world, he taught them to be who they are, where they are, what they are, why they are, how they are, not a matter of the environment controlling them, nor of them controlling their environment, but of them being themselves 100% of the time, untouched by the environment, untouched by the world around them, untouched as much as he could teach them. And of course, he did a very good job, but still there was a little bit lacking. There was a little bit lacking when the disciples wanted him to do things. They wanted him to create things. They wanted him to bring forth evidence of himself. As today, when you have master teachers and you have wonderful gurus and you have these marvelous beings, you want them to demonstrate their philosophy. And with Jesus, demonstrating the philosophy was for him a simple thing. But for his disciples, they had to go into that state of consciousness of being untouched by the evidence of the world around them. Now we know many of the great gurus of India who lived in caves, who lived out of doors, who went through blizzards and snowstorms and nothing but their loincloth, and were untouched by the weather. They were untouched by food. They ate with their disciples, with their followers, with their chelas, and they made the appearance of doing things. But what they wanted to teach their disciples, as Jesus wanted to teach his disciples, that each one of them is a world unto themselves. Each one of them live in themselves as number one being in their universe. And as they lived number one being in their universe, they did not live relative, and the word their relative is very important, they did not live relative to the world or to others. They settled down for the night and they went to sleep. They wrapped themselves in their coziness of themselves. As the saying was, Jesus had one robe, and that was what he lived in. Each of the disciples, perhaps, had one robe or more, and they lived in that one robe. They were comfortable. When the night was cold and rainy, and when the night was not pleasant at all, and desert nights can be very unpleasant, it did not disturb the disciples, for they lived in the consciousness of an inner peace, an inner warmth, an inner love, an inner feeling of all is right with the world, and they are in bliss. The rainstorm could cover them, and it's true they didn't have too many rainstorms in the land of the disciples, but nonetheless they had them. And they had cold nights, very cold desert nights. Desert nights can be extremely cold. And the days were exceedingly hot, very hot. And people who live in the desert become accustomed to doing this. They become accustomed to the variable temperatures, and they are untouched by them. Well, this is what the master teacher, not so much taught to his disciples, but had them demonstrate to themselves, as the Arab peoples had done, how they could live. Now, the Arab peoples felt the cold, and they felt the warm, and they felt these things. The disciples felt none of those things. They were untouched by any of the outer conditions of life. The disciples ate, it's true, and they brought in food to eat, but the food they brought in was less and less and less as the three-year tenure went on. They had less need for these things because they lived off an inner manna. And it is true. It is true. We are told this time and again through the Bible stories that come down, but not quite succinctly as this is, saying that they were untouched by food, they were untouched by weather, they were untouched by people and their conditions. They were untouched by the world. As Jesus said, go into the towns and speak to the people, and if the people will not receive you and receive your teaching, shake the dust off your feet and leave that town, so forth, immediately, and go on with your training. You are really teaching yourself. You are really being yourself, this master. You are really showing in your own life what you live, what you believe, how you think, and what is important to you. And that's really all that's important. How many times have you gone without something to drink or something to eat or sufficient clothing to protect you from the weather, warm or cold, and for some reason you were untouched? It's only when we feel touched by anything that anything can touch us. And you say, well, that's a logical conclusion. Certainly, anytime you feel touched by something, then something can touch you. Well, that's the point. Learn not to have feelings. Learn to be untouched. The disciples were trained every day, all through the day, all through the night, to be untouched. And Jesus, when he went to speak to his compatriots up on the mountaintop and took a few disciples along, and they fell asleep as he wanted them to be awake to see his conversations. You hear his conversations. They were learning. They were learning to be untouched by sleep. They were learning to be untouched by night or day. They were learning these things, and Jesus taught them, and Jesus showed them the way. And Jesus offered them reasons for being untouched. And none of these reasons seemed to be permanently embedded in their hearts and mind, but they were there, and they were the teachings. Why is it that people find it so difficult to enter the kingdom of heaven? Why is it that people find it so difficult to be a disciple, to follow a teaching, to live a philosophy? Because to follow a teaching or live a philosophy means we have to give ourselves totally over to it. We have to release the past and live in the now. And when we live in the now, giving ourselves totally over to any philosophy or teaching, we are that philosophy. We are that teaching. It is who we are. And as we are that, we are in our state of bliss or delight in it. When we go into a condition of meditation and just affirm the truth about ourselves and know the truth about ourselves and let go and realize that this is who we are, this is all that matters, and nothing else makes any difference, then we enter into that blissful state. Anyone can do it. It's a matter of, is that important to us? Is it important to us to be at peace? I am peace. I am peace. I am peace. I am peace. We say the words repetitively again and again. We build it into our consciousness. We build it into our awareness. We are untouched by the world around us, by the confusions of what's going on or what may be going on. And we live on that inner level of peace. And as we live on that inner level of peace, we are as one of the disciples walking the way with the Master, learning the way of peace. Learning the way of being untouched by the weather, being untouched by the voice of those around us who say, but. And Jesus said of Lazarus, he only sleepeth. And Jesus said of many others, as they turn to their inner reality and say, I am whole and perfect. I am peace. I am love. I am balance. I am fulfilled. You say these are just affirmations. That's true. They are just affirmations. And they are just affirmations of a reality that you and I can know every moment of our life. They're just affirmations of the truth about who and what we really are. They're just affirmations that tell ourselves what and who we are and who we want to proclaim in our experience, what we want to proclaim in our experience, and why we want to proclaim it in our experience. I am peace. I am love. Because that's who we are. And as we live that now, in this only time there is, then we have it. Oh, you can be sure the disciples had many times in which they lived in that affirmation of truth about themselves. They lived in that affirmation, I am God. They lived in the affirmation, I am love, I am peace, I am goodness. They lived in that affirmation. And as they lived in that, they were that. What did Jesus teach his disciples? He taught them to be themselves, to follow their inner path, and to delight in following it, to have fun in following it, to follow that inner path with all their heart and soul and being, and just to dance to the music of their inner heart, to dance to the music of their inner life, to dance to who they are. Whether it's the ballet or ballroom, it makes no difference. The dance is the music of the heart. And dancing to that music, they need nothing outside of themselves. They are within themselves, self-contained, self-disciplined, self-directed, self-determined in every wonderful way. You and I can experience that today. You and I can know that today if we want to. You and I, we can live in the truth of who and what we are. Are you ready for that? Are you ready to live the truth of who and what you are? I believe you are. I believe you are because if you heard even the tiniest portion of this suggestion that I'm giving you today. You heard as much as the disciples heard. And if you carry it further than the disciples did, or perhaps the disciples carried it as far as they wanted to, being themselves and having fun. We hear very little of what the disciples did. We only hear that they ran. And everyone runs from fear. But those who face fear, those who face reality, those who face the statement, I am that I am, they are the ones who rise up as the phoenix from its own fire and live immortally, live eternally, live in their ideal form right now. We can all do that, and we all have done that, and we all will do that. And ultimately, as we come to this realization, we will come to this realization and know that that's who we are. And as we come to the realization to know that's who we are, then that is just who we are. And it is so wonderful. It is so fantastic, so glorious, that that's who we really are. And we know that, we love that, and we delight in that. I am that I am. 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 Know this for yourself. Live this for yourself. Be this for yourself. I am that I am. I am all. I am God. I am life. I'm a disciple of the Master. I'm a disciple of peace. For that's who I am, and what I am, and all that I am. Join me in this recognition for yourself as I have it in recognition of myself. I love you. I love you. I love you.